It's a great day to be alive in Pittsburgh, PA. I'm Chris Mack. He's Mark Cabali. I just crotch chopped for no reason. If you don't like it, we got two words for you, Kaboom. What are they? Jesus. Where's the energy? Where's the energy? Suck it. Come on.
I'm not gonna. I was gonna try to think of.
Come on.
Go F yourself, but we're not.
That's not even two. Well, that's three words.
Well, I'll be honest with you. After Piven was on, was dropping some interesting words. I guess we could say whatever we want.
Yeah, nobody's stopping us. We've talked about this from the very beginning. No one's stopping us from swearing if we want to. Every once in a while one slips out, and that's okay. That's the way it's going to be here. No, we're not ruled by the FCC, Mark Cabali.
That's why it's good to remain independent.
Exactly. That's what we are, independent and on our way to 1,000 subscribers here on Cabali and Mac on the YouTube. Don't forget, when we get to 1,000, somebody's going to win an autographed Jerome Bettis jersey. You'll have to be one of those 1,000 subscribers, though, and you'll have to have reposted the giveaway tweet, made sure you tagged three friends who also subscribe. We're well on our way to giving it away. It would be perfect to have, I don't know, right around time of the draft, right? Put it up in the man cave, settle in on a Thursday night, late April, watch the draft, the first round, see what the Stellars do. We'll talk about that in a minute. Thanks to the Dan Heck team. Heck Team Homes, H-A-E-C-K, for sponsoring Cabali and Mac. We appreciate everything they do for us. Don't forget, you go to WhitehallFire301.com. Dan is still going to be giving away opportunities. Nick from Dallas, Texas, was the first winner of a free raffle ticket to that Whitehall Fire Company raffle that will be going on in the next few weeks to win that Ford F-150. Thanks to the Dan Heck team for giving some of those away as well. Heck Team Homes. com. The Vikings are out, Kaboom. They're out.
Will they ever end?
I don't know. We'll talk about that in a second. Najee's got some more shade to throw in our direction, Pittsburgh's direction, I guess the Steelers' direction. No, not really any shade to the city or the fans quite yet. We'll get to that as well. Have you filled out your brackets? Do you have a sheet? Come on.
Not. First of all, you know, where'd you get that at? I mean, does anybody even have a printer anymore? Every time I have to print something, I have to send it to like FedEx, then go and hit a code. And print.
We actually had a great time. What was it? What's today? Today's Thursday. Yeah. Tuesday night, as we were watching the North Carolina San Diego State game in the living room together as a family, we all filled out our brackets together with good old fashioned pencil and paper. We just went. Okay, who you got in this game? Who you got in this game? Who you got in that game?
Who's we?
The whole family. Everybody. Me, my wife, both kids. We all do brackets. And then I have an old coworker who used to work at ESPN Radio years ago.
I thought you were going to say Greg Geis.
No, I'm not in Geis's pool. An old friend of mine who runs one. Who's got like 400 people in it now. It's only $5. It's not a lot of money, but you know, you finish in first, you're winning, you do the math, at least a grand. I'm happy to say
wait, it's for entertainment purposes only.
Sure. Exactly. That's, I meant 1,000, like a grand, you win like 100 grand, the candy bar. That's what the winner gets. It's candy bar.
Is that what they're called still? Didn't they change the name to
what?
I thought they changed the
name. Were you offended by the name 100 grand and it had to be changed?
It was some sort of a name change. It wasn't recent. It was maybe a decade.
Here's a thought. Maybe you just made it all up in your head.
I guarantee they did some sort of change of a name. It was $100,000 bar to 100 grand or something. It was something like that. Very, very small. But it was definitely a change.
No, hold on. This took a simple Google search, old man. The 100 grand candy bar was originally called the $100,000 bar.
Oh, so who's right? Who's right?
The name was changed sometime between the 1970s and mid-80s. Just a couple of years ago.
No.
Back when you were still walking to the corner store in North Bell Vernon.
Abbott's. We used to go up to Abbott's, the newsstand. Yeah. Used to have like 10 quarter. I think we were upset that they changed the price of the big candy bars from like a dime to a quarter.
Wow. Listen to you, old man, story time.
$2.
By the way, I have to thank, usually we thank them later in the show, but I have to give a huge shout out and a massive thanks to the boys at Impact HVAC. You know how I told you the other day that the furnace had crapped out? They came and fixed it. It crapped out again. They came and tried to fix it. They got to replace the whole damn thing. Not surprising. It's been 15 years since we moved into this house. So they may actually show up in the middle of the show. We may get to say hi to them as they're working on the furnace that's right there. You can see it right behind the door. So we may get to watch them fix it, replace the whole damn thing live right here on the show.
That would be
That's the kind of response, though, that you get from Impact HVAC. Visit them on Facebook at Impact HVAC PGH. All right. You don't care at all about brackets. You don't have a team that you like. No upsets, nothing.
I don't pretend to know something I don't. So if I'm filling out the bracket, I'm like, yeah, I really like this team. Yeah, I've never watched them play once. So okay. Why would I?
No, for those that do care, because I know there's a whole bunch of people who are like taking the day off, going to the casino. There's
people who like to bet and people who like to fill out brackets, but they've never watched anything either.
So is this are you accusing people of not watching college basketball all year and then showing up on Thursday of the first round of the tournament and filling out brackets and betting money?
Sort of like how your family did on Tuesday, yeah.
I'm aghast. Who would do such a thing? We watch a fair amount of basketball in our house, actually. But I'll never claim to be an expert on college basketball. Yeah. I will tell you, I got Florida to win it all. I got 3-1 seeds in the Final Four, Duke, Houston, and Florida. Michigan State, the only non-1 seed in the Final Four. And if you're looking for a first-round upset, you want one? I got one for you. You ready? I got two, actually. You ready? Come on. Why are you playing a violin? This has nothing to do with a violin.
It's my nobody gives a crap thing, but go ahead.
No, it's the you don't give a crap. No, millions of people across the country will be watching college basketball.
Nobody cares about your bracket, just like nobody cares about your fantasy football team.
Well, that's true also. High Point and Liberty, both going to score massive upsets. So there you go. In the first round.
Because they're a 3 or a 4 seed.
No, you don't even know how the seeds work, do you? I'm amazed at your depth of knowledge when it comes to football, but then your relative lack of knowledge regarding the NCAA.
Every year, a 4 and a 5 seed lose, so who's High Point?
Liberty's a 12 playing a 5.
Oh, so okay.
And High Point, they're the best shooting team. They have the best effective field goal percentage in the tournament.
And the other
I think
one,
that's a fair bet.
Who's Liberty playing?
Oregon. And High Point is going to beat Purdue because Purdue always flames out.
Oregon is a what? What seed?
5.
Okay. Two 5 teams lose. Okay.
No. Purdue is a 4. They will lose to High Point.
5 and 4. Okay. And what teams normally lose every single year? A 5 and a 4?
It's the tournament, Mark. It's random. All kinds of teams lose that aren't supposed to lose.
That's my point.
I love the fact that you hate everything that isn't
everything.
Your favorite. If there's one thing Kaboom hates, it's everything.
I just don't like when everybody turned into a Monday morning quarterback expert of college basketball when if your name's not Andrew Filippone, that you have never watched this team play ever.
It's okay to have fun with it.
You can have fun with it, but don't act Point's going to beat Liberty.
No, High Point and Liberty are both going to win. That's my bold prediction, okay? They don't play each other unless they get to the Final Four, which is
bold prediction is Florida's going to win their first round game.
That is bold. Wow. You're telling me Florida's going to beat Norfolk State?
Yep.
Norfolk State.
You ever go through the tunnel in Norfolk?
Yeah, have you ever gone through that thing? The Chesapeake Bay Tunnel? Is that what it is?
Is it just like leaking and stuff? It's kind of freaky.
I drove through it once, and it did. It was the middle of the night, and it freaked me out. And I was, I don't know. It was just, I didn't like it. Freaked out is the best way to put it. All right, the Vikings are out. If they were ever in, we don't know. But Rodgers watch day 10, 11, 12. I'll be honest, I can't keep track anymore. We've arrived. And it would seem like if Aaron Rodgers were trying to decide between Minnesota and either Pittsburgh or New York, that the decision would now be easier. Maybe he's deciding between football and not football. Maybe he's deciding between something else entirely and isn't even thinking about football until July or August. I don't know, but is there any reason, Mark, you've been very realistic about this the whole time. Is there any reason to believe we may be any closer to a decision by Aaron Rodgers? And furthermore, is there any reason to believe anybody in Steelers Nation still gives a crap?
Yeah. See, that's interesting right there, because Aaron Rodgers, to anybody's knowledge, and it has not said one word yet, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yet we are projecting what he might be thinking through something that we don't know. We don't know what he's saying, but apparently despise him for some of the things he didn't say that we are assuming that he may have said.
I don't despise anybody. In order to hate someone, I have to have cared about them at some point. I don't care at this point anymore. I never was really massively invested in the first place, because I don't think it's going to make that big a difference if he's here or not. But I will say, I don't hate Aaron Rodgers. If he ends up signing with the Steelers and being their quarterback, hey, that's all well and good. It'll be interesting to see what happens. But I don't think people hate Aaron Rodgers. Is that the vibe you get?
I think people are tired of it, but what are they tired about? Because there's not a decision made yet?
I think the
Steelers could have just said, okay, we're done. We're out.
Right.
I mean, it's as simple as that if they're not caring. Now, honestly, I think it's down to two things right now. I think you wait and he comes here. Okay, great. If not, he retires or waits. I think it also is kind of ironic that we didn't hear one word about, hey, maybe he's waiting till another team comes free in August. All of a sudden, we didn't hear that until about 2 days ago. Somebody probably thought, oh, man, maybe this is a good narrative to go to strike up here. We don't know. I just think they're in the definitely driver's seat right now. If he's going to play in 2025, he's going to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I mean, we've from the very beginning, I've said I don't agree with that whole narrative of he's holding them hostage. Because to your point, they could walk away whenever they feel like it. They could say, hey, we're good. And they could call up Russ, or they could say, hey, we're good, and ride with Mason.
Do you think that, I mean, it sounds like to me is they don't give a rat's ass about Russ right now.
It sounds like nobody does, right? Like, he goes to Cleveland, he goes to the Giants, he visits both of them. I don't know if they put offers on the table or if they did the same thing that maybe the Steelers have done and said, hey, to be honest, we're not all that interested, but if everything else falls through, we might give you a call.
Yeah, at what point do you get to that? I mean, if they were really, really worried about having a quarterback in here, if Aaron Rodgers says no, then you would have just moved on and said, I want Russell Wilson right now. They must figure that Russell Wilson, at worst case scenario, you got Mason Rudolph, and if you have to, hey, Russ, maybe we'll give you a call if everything else craps the bed. It just seems like Russ, unless he's waiting too. I mean, what are his options? His options to play for shitty New York or shitty Cleveland. So you might as well wait for the less shittier Steelers, right?
That's a good way to put it. And I appreciate your use of profanity. That's the perfect instance of where it's okay to use profanity in this case. Shitty New York, shitty Cleveland, less shitty Steelers. Yeah, I mean, I think there's a confusion between being tired of waiting to see what happens and being out and out hostile towards Aaron Rodgers. I don't, like, for example, and we texted about this the other day, or maybe it was a post on Twitter, I can't remember, but you mentioned that everybody thought it was real controversial what Cam Hayward said about, I ain't going on no damn darkness retreat. My recruiting pitch is, if you want to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers, come play for the Steelers. If not, oh well, no skin off my back. I think that's paraphrasing what Cam said, but it's pretty damn close. So, like, that's not out-and-out hate. Like, people are taking it as, oh, the Steelers are fed up with Aaron Rodgers. I don't think that's it. First of all, I think the people in the organization, Omar Khan, Mike Tomlin, everybody else, are more like, okay, well, we'll give it some more time. We're not in a rush. You know, there's league meetings in about 10 days, right? And then there's the draft in about 5 weeks, a little less than that. Actually, is it exactly 5 weeks from today? Yeah, it's exactly 5 weeks from today, the NFL draft. So they're not in a rush. I get that. I think what a rush. What a great Legion of Doom reference. I think fans are just tired of it, right? Like, they feel like they've been, and look, it's a time of year too where, let's be honest, what else is there to talk about? The Pirates haven't started yet, so they haven't broken our hearts yet. Jared Jones's elbow may be falling apart, which is very exciting for a rotation that we thought was going to be young and deep this year. God damn it. And the Penguins are just, you know, floating along, blowing 2-goal leads every other night. So, like, there's Bobby Moe in the tournament tomorrow afternoon, but really, how much longer do we expect that to last? Like, there's not going on the local sports scene is my point. So, Pittsburghers, Yinzers, Steeler fans feel like they're being beaten over the head with Rogers. So they're tired of it. And they're kind of like, hey, wake me up when you make a decision. But the problem is league meetings in 10 days, draft in 5 weeks. Something has to be done at some point soon so that the Steelers can lay out their vision, their plan for the rest of the offseason.
I mean, you would like to have something done before the draft, but like you said, that's a month plus away. You'd like to at least have somebody in here and at least give him his playbook by OTAs. So I don't know if it would last that long. Or maybe it will. Maybe they're like, okay, Mason, you're our guy until you're not our guy. I don't know. There's only so many ways you could spin Aaron Rodgers. There's so much to talk. And so much to talk about, but so little information. And I just find it so hilarious every single day somebody else has a new scoop.
Well, yeah, let's move beyond all the BS then. Let's move beyond that and talk about, because I think the one thing that can be talked about in relation to Rodgers and the Steelers is, like we both mentioned, the deadline that has to be out there. There's no way they can let this linger past the draft, which, yes, means we could have another 5 weeks of this. But you've got to know before the draft. You got to know before you walk into your draft room on Thursday night, April 24th, what the plan is. So, and I got to imagine if you're Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan, you're not interested in going down to the league meetings, a week and a half from now in Florida and having to answer all these questions about Aaron Rodgers this, Aaron Rodgers that, who's your quarterback going to be? Got to think they want to have some kind of answer within the next week and a half. Do you think, this is my question, I'm going a long way about getting there. Do you think they have a deadline in their head as to when they're going to be like, listen, Aaron, it's been fun, this game of footsie, but like, we can't wait anymore. We're done.
I think I don't think they would tell him that. I think that the actions would show that if they would bring somebody else in saying, okay, we're done. Like I said, at this point, why not wait? I don't see there's any hurry at this point because I don't think he's going anywhere at all. So, no, I don't know. I don't think there is a deadline. If I'm just purely guessing, which all of us are, I don't. But my flip side of that is, what in the hell is he waiting for? What is going through his mind? What's all of a sudden going to slap him upside the head and say, I want to go there. I want to retire. Man, I make decisions in about 2 seconds.
I'm the same way, but I also know people like the lady who runs this household that I'm sitting in right now who agonize over decisions and want to look at it from 16,000 million quadrillion different angles. And seemingly, even after they've made up their mind, want to sit there and look at all the other options. Like, some people are like that. And if Aaron Rodgers is like that, hey, I'm not going to begrudge him that, but if I'm Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin, I'm going to say, listen, Aaron, it's been fun, but we've had enough at this point. For me, that point would be before I jump on that jet to fly down to Florida next weekend. But if we don't have it figured out by then, I don't feel like walking out in front of the media and answering all these stupid quarterback questions that I'm going to get.
But the stupid media is like us. There'll be like eight of us there talking to Tomlin. Then he'll have the coach's breakfast, which he shows up for about 8 minutes.
Okay.
Nomar doesn't only talks to us. So it's not like he's going to be brought in front of the firing squad or something. And Tomlin will. Tomlin's a pro, so I don't think that takes into account.
Okay. So if that's not the deadline, then at the very least, I got to know, like, the weekend before the draft. So I'll give you April 20th at the latest. And then I'm done because I got to know how much emphasis I got to place on the quarterback position in the draft. Not that Rodgers necessarily, even if he does sign, keeps you from drafting a quarterback, because you might want to cast a vision toward the future because Rodgers is 1 year and then you got Mason under contract for 2 years. But I mean, it does affect how much capital. I mean, they could go into the draft with two guys on the roster, Rudolph and Skylar Thompson at quarterback, and that's it. And that's not a comfortable spot if I'm the Steelers. It's just nothing against either one of those guys, because again, I'm a Mason Rudolph fan, but I got to feel more comfortable about the quarterback position going into and coming out of draft weekend than having just those two on the roster.
True. I mean, we could sit here and worry about this forever.
We're all on Aaron time. Aaron time.
Aaron. By the way, I mean, apparently our podcast is going international. I just got a text message from the great Scott Shaw that says, I'm listening from the cruise ship in St. Thomas.
Beautiful.
Oh, my. Look at that.
That is, we are officially in international waters. What do you think of that? Big time.
Get some. What's that crap called when you get no taxes on it? I forget what it's called.
Duty free. Yeah. Ask for some duty free rum or something.
Yeah, don't they check that before you get back or something? So you don't. I don't know how that works.
Do they check it? Like,
I have to check at the customs or something, or is that just overseas?
No, I mean, when you fly back into the country, you got to go through customs. Yeah,
and you got too much duty free stuff.
I think there's a limit. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I haven't been out of the country in a while. So
is the Gulf of America considered out of the country?
Well, that's a body of water. So yeah, I think the Gulf of Mexico would still be considered out of the country, whether you call it the Gulf of America or not.
Still, Gulf of America has a good ring to it, though. Anything America has a good ring to it.
Oh, America. If you want to have one of the most beautiful lawns in America, or maybe just in your neighborhood, Southwest Greens, the people to call. They can install an artificial surface that will be the best looking in the neighborhood, look like real grass, feel like real grass. But here's the best part. Won't have to be maintained like real grass. No watering, no mowing, none of that crap. The kids can play on it. The pets can go on it. You can enjoy it year round without any of the hassles. You're not spraying chemicals on it all the time. SouthwestGreensPA.com. Tell Jake and everybody there that Kabali and Mac sent you, and they will get you hooked up just in time for spring. SouthwestGreensPA.com. Whether it's just a little time, maybe you just want a little tiny area to practice your putting. Masters is right around the corner. Golf season is here. Maybe you'd like something around the play area for the kids. Maybe you want the whole yard done. They can take care of anything for you. SouthwestGreensPA.com. Thanks to them for sponsoring Kabali and Mac. So, did you see this? I know you saw it, actually, because I texted it to you.
I was out.
You were
texting me at midnight for you're one of those goofs that have your phone silenced at 10 o'clock at night. Who does that?
Well, if I go to sleep, I silence my phone.
No, it always hits it at a certain time. So
no, it doesn't. I was up at midnight last night watching the end of that college basketball game.
Every single time it's like at 10 o'clock, your phone automatically goes to silence.
Maybe
would you does. Like? Would you like know. To push this through? And I always say yes, just to be a dick.
Well, you know, stick with your strengths. I sent you one at midnight last night. I did not push it through. This story from KCAL in LA. Najee Harris sat down for an interview after his official signing with the Chargers. We talked about his shade he threw towards indirect shade towards the Steelers facilities. the other day during his introductory press conference, right? Oh, man, this building's fantastic. Reminds me of Alabama when I was there. There's not every building's like this. Well, where's the only other place you've played, Nosh? Pittsburgh. And that's, look, that's fair. Their facility isn't as nice as probably 90% of the other ones around the league. So he's not wrong. He's not. You could call it shade if you want. You could say he's criticizing the Steelers if you want. He's just being honest, which I think is what he's doing in this interview at KCAL as well, which is saying when he came in, there wasn't really any offensive leadership on the offensive side of the ball. There wasn't. He, by default, Mark, by his second year, he was kind of looked at as one of the leaders on the offense because everyone on that side of the ball was so young and no one really had any veteran experience on that side of the ball.
Oh, he was a captain year two. Then they yanked him from year three. So he must not have done a good job either being a leader. But that first year, I mean, Roethlisberger was there. I think Deontay Johnson was there. Hooks was there. James Washington was there. I think Juju was there. But when you have such a high turnover on offense, which they did in those couple of seasons, what do you expect? I mean, I don't know what he was looking for. Only thing, I don't think he was trying to be critical of the roster more than he, and this was known from his days in Pittsburgh, especially the last couple of years, or the last year he was there, he wasn't the biggest Matt Canada fan. You know, not knowing what he said. What did he say? He said something to the effect of,
We just didn't know anything on offense, really. Yeah. I'm going to read the exact quote.
That's pointing Matt Canada, right? That, to me.
Absolutely. We didn't know anything on offense, really. We didn't have any identity. We had a young guy. This is more talking about his second year, obviously, and once Pickett was drafted. We had a young guy coming in at quarterback. I was young. The team was young. I really didn't have nobody to almost learn from on the offensive side. I was just trying to look for people to pick their brain. Yeah, because Matt Canada wasn't helping in that regard. And I totally get that.
Yeah, that's what I look at. I mean, there might have been some thought about coaching staff, as in maybe Eddie Faulkner. That's not the case. He loved Eddie Faulkner. He's
got along really well with Mike Tomlin, too, as
far as I know. I don't see how the Mike Tomlin would fit there. That just says shade towards Matt Canada to me, and I don't think anybody would disagree with him, but I don't know what he's trying to get at. I mean, you can go one of two ways. You either leave and just say, hey, I had a good time there, time to move on. Apparently, he's trying to burn it down on his way out. Funny thing is, those LA media people will soon realize that he's going to get offended by something they say really quickly. And he's going to shut it down, and you're not going to hear from him in years. That's just how his personality is going to be here. So get it while you can. Get it while you can.
Is that coming from personal experience? Kaboom.
He just was not an easy person to deal with near the end of his career here. I don't know why.
But what's interesting to me is that, like, a lot of the players that I think we respect as members of the media – got along well with him. Like, I'll use Pat Freiermuth as an example.
Yeah, which is the strangest relationship I've ever met in my, because they're very opposite, at least from the outside, but whatever. What do I know?
But I really respect Pat, and Pat got along excellently with Najee, right? Had him over for Thanksgiving. Remember the comment about the fire ass thing that Pat's...
He ended up screwing it up too. It wasn't whatever Najee said it was, a pie or whatever it was. I can't remember. It was not really that.
Some kind of dessert something.
He said, yeah, man, no, I screwed that up. That's not what that was.
But I guess my point is, I don't think Najee's a bad dude. I know a lot of people think that about him because of the way, like you said, he interacted with the media over the last couple of years. Because I don't know, for whatever reason, they just didn't like the way he carried himself. I don't think he's a bad dude. I just think, like he said, he was kind of thrust into that position of de facto leadership early on in his career. And he didn't need, like, that's not what that dude needed. He needed, you know what he needed? An offensive coordinator who could build a system that would help him become a better running back, a better offensive line in front of him. And I'm not trying to excuse him for not being as good as we thought he might be as a first round pick, but like there wasn't a great support system in place around him.
Well, you know, he's a first round pick, and there's certain responsibilities that come with being a first round pick, and one of them is growing up faster, and maybe you should have. Man, he went to Alabama. If you're not learning anything at Alabama how to be a leader and a pro, then I don't believe that, because knowing everything you've heard about Saban over the past at least couple of years when he's been at least publicly on TV here recently, that's not the case here. I don't know what he expected, to be honest with you. He comes in and he's probably needed to be that leader, maybe not that first year as much as he did, but I mean, Ben was there. And Ben speaks glowingly of Najee. He always said, yeah, Najee. I love Najee. So I can't, unless I'm just way off base here, I don't see how he couldn't have went and talked to Roethlisberger that first year, because I know those two got along, or at least it seemed that.
Well, they might have got along the same way Ben and Mason seemingly got along, but there still wasn't a lot of, like, look, and Ben said this on his podcast a couple weeks ago, I think. Like, he was going to be the guy to say, hey, I'm here to help. If you need help, let me know. But he wasn't going to, like, follow them around like a mother following a toddler around a grocery store or around the park, right? Like, he wasn't going to be that throw his arm around. We've talked about this before, the whole mentorship thing. He's not going to throw his arm around somebody and be like, come here, pal. Let me show you how everything works around here.
You know, another thing is he said he had to go to the defensive side of the ball. I mean, to learn to be a pro, you don't have to just obviously play offense. If you're learning to be a pro, how to take care of your body, how to go about your business, why not go to Minka? Why not go to Hayward? Why not go to Watt? Why doesn't that transfer? Why does it have to be an offensive guy? Which leads me back to it was mostly Matt Canada he was talking about at that point. But, yeah, Najee, man, he didn't like a lot of people near the end there. He always thought somebody was out to get him. Boom. Always, like, ask a question with a question. The person he always used to dart, and I always made fun of him, was Pursuta. I don't know what it was. Everything Pursuta would say, bam, dart, dart, dart. And he darted me. He darts everybody. He darted me to maybe his rookie year. Yeah, he says, I forget what it was. And he goes, he wouldn't answer something. Then he goes, you can ask another question if you want. And I said, nah, I'm good. I forget. It was after maybe the Kansas City game on, like, day after Christmas. I asked him something about something. No, I'm not answering that. You can ask me something else if you want. Nah, I'm good.
Yeah. That kind of stuff where, like, you can't even have the basic, the basic transactional post-game conversation. Yeah, I get it. B Bunny the Philosopher on X is absolutely peppering the comments right now, so I figured I'd address him. He said, move on, F Najee, he walked. Well, he walked because the Steelers didn't want him back. Like,
That's another thing, too. A little revisionist history here. That's why I left. No, they didn't want you, bro.
Yeah, no, it was a mutual parting of the ways. Like, I don't think
it was mutual after they said, no, we're not picking up your fifth year off.
So for Najee, I don't blame him. He's not going to sit around and wait for the Steelers to give him a contract that isn't coming. Go sign somewhere else. Plus, he was one of the top three or four backs on the free agent market in this market. So, hey, by all means, go get yours somewhere else, and maybe it's a better system. Maybe it's a better fit. Maybe it's better everything. I don't know, but like, I hate when guys leave and we decide we have to hate them. I think Christian has a better idea, which is, hey, He gave us maximum effort while he was here. Go back and watch some Najee runs where he just steamrolls through 15 dudes, where he gets hit by 9 guys behind the line of scrimmage and still scratches out 3 yards. Like, I can appreciate what Najee was. Shouldn't have been a first-round pick, but was still a good, very good running back at times. Still had 1,000 yards every year, even if it took 350 carries to get there, it felt like. We can appreciate him and still not have this whole weird thing where we're like, oh, F him, get out of here. He left.
I think it's, you know, it's one of those things I liken to, you know, you can talk crap on my brother and I get mad, but I can talk crap. But one of those things, he left. Don't be talking crap now because, you know, all of a sudden, I think that's why some of the fans are saying F him right now. you're talking crap on your way out the door. Just shut up and go with the Chargers and continue your career. I bet you some people think that.
And that's, hey, if you want to think that, I mean, the guy's answering questions. I don't know how much more safely or kindly he could have answered a question about the facilities, like, or a question about leadership or what, like, he didn't throw anybody by name under the bus, and he didn't throw the team under the bus by name. Wow. We all know who he's talking about. Like, he could have walked in. They could have asked him a question about the facility in LA. He could have been like, yeah, of course it's nicer. I mean, it's three times as big as that shit in Pittsburgh.
You remember in Cleveland, the game that then Canada got fired afterwards, there was questions asked. He never really answered anything, but it was always these, you know, the looks. You know, like, I'm not going to answer it with words, but I'm answering it with my actions.
Face. Yeah. That's fair.
Then he was out the door 3 days later.
In the meantime, we got Jalen Warren, Kenny G, and Cordarrell Patterson, and we'll see what they do in the draft.
He's been around a little bit. He didn't like Mitch Trubisky's his way he comported himself as a leader. Trubisky was there that second year.
Mitch was a nice guy, but I mean, he was
very nice guy. Very nice guy. But, I mean,
but what are you going to do? I mean, it's hard to be the leader of men when you're, you know, running around in circles like a chicken with your head cut off, chucking the ball into double coverage. So, I mean, hey. So thanks again to everybody. I feel like the furnace guys are probably almost here. So I should probably go answer the door for them. I think they might even be sitting in the driveway.
Why don't they text you? I'll take over it.
You going to talk about what are you going to talk about? The tournament brackets? Or are you going to just make fun of me for 10 minutes?
No, what I'm saying, go get it, let him in and have him on the show. Have him on the program.
Well, hold on. Let me see if they're here yet. I got to look at the, no, they're not here yet. We're good. We got time.
What do they have, like some kind of,
what do you mean?
GPS or something? What are you looking at?
It's called a Ring camera, dummy. I can see who's in my driveway.
You live in the high class area of the hills.
High class area.
I don't have a Ring camera.
You then get one.
My kid asked me
yesterday. Fancy new house. I'm the one with the 15-year-old furnace that's breaking down.
My kid asked me yesterday if a burglar comes in and there's more than one of them, but there's only one policeman, what do you do?
Kick them in the nuts.
I'm like, call more policemen. I'm like, where do you get this stuff from? Hey, by the way, the chickens have hatched.
Oh, are you getting one?
Absolutely not.
Come on.
No way. Why don't you get, I'll bring one over to your house. I'll bring a rabbit too, a little bunny.
I don't want no damn chicken in my backyard. My backyard's a disaster already as it is. I need to get Southwest Greens over here instead of getting a chicken over here.
I need to reseed it. I need to throw some seed down.
You got that nice big yard. You got to let the kids get out there, play in it. Come on. Take care of that shit.
Yeah, I wonder how much some Southwest Greens would be there. Could you imagine having a bright green turf?
Well, no, it looks like real grass. Have you not seen it before?
Right next to your buddy, the trust place.
I always say,
wow, that's nice and green. Then I finally realized after a second, wait, I don't know if that's the.
But it looks good, doesn't it?
Look at this stuff. My wife is trying to give me tickets to the McAfee show.
Wait. Why is your wife getting you tickets to the McAfee show? Why isn't Pat getting you tickets to his show? Esteemed contributor to the Pat McAfee show, Mark Wally. Hold on. What's happening? What am I missing?
I don't know. She can get her UPMC rep offered her two tickets in the box. I'm like, get them.
You're going to have the best seat in the Haas.
I
know what I wanted to ask you about. One more thing before we wrap up today's edition of Cabali and Mac, and then take a nice long weekend and reconvene on Monday. I saw a report that, and who knows, you know, these are all reports.
Made up, but go ahead.
It's all made up.
If you just apply your brain and you just go about your business as thinking everything's made up, you'll probably be more right than not. But
so what do you think about this then? Is it more made up than not that there's a word on the street that the Steelers made a comparable offer to Justin Fields as the Jets offer, but he chose the Jets because he was just more felt better about the situation there. I don't blame him if that's the case. Never know. He could have come back here and got benched after six games again.
That's tough. Whoever reported, I don't know, and I don't care. It's being told this by the Fields agent. Who knows if he's really telling the truth or if he's just trying to make it look like why I went there. So I'm always skeptical about that. I mean, what's comparable offer? I mean, maybe they both won. I'm just hypothetically throwing. One said $40 million and one said $35 million, but there was more guaranteed money with the Jets with not a, you know, a pretty much a guaranteed 2 years that you're not going to get out of, and the Steelers aren't. Who knows how that works, but I can guarantee it came from the agent, and agents typically twist things whichever way they want to twist it. And in our business right nowadays, you don't like, well, is this legit? Is this make any sense? Or send.
How's it go again?
Send.
Is that how you?
Always skeptical. I'm always skeptical.
Is that anything. How you do all your stories?
Send. Unless I'm 1,000,000% sure and it comes from the horse's mouth, I ain't freaking tweeting anything sources related or I heard or anything like that. It better come from a 99.999% chance of this as being the absolute truth, or I'm staying away from it.
All right, they're about to ring my doorbell. Look, they're here.
You got to get them on the program.
Get them on the program.
Get them on the program. You got to move that up a little. All you see is his belly. What the heck's that all about?
All right, you talk for a couple minutes.
All right.
I don't know if you can hear the dog barking in the background or not. I'll be right back.
What kind of dog do you have? Is it me, or why did Mac just go through the furnace to get to his front door? That doesn't make any sense. Instead of sitting here talking about the Steelers all by myself like an idiot, we should go over to Mac's location here. We always make fun of the 19. I still am really, really, really confused. I'll answer some questions. What's up, B Bunny the philosopher? Yeah, that was weird, Justin. He just went through the furnace room. I'm a little confused right there. Why would you go through the furnace room to get to your front door? Oh man, I'm not very good being the lead dog to this. No free ticks for McAfee. I don't know, Lynn. Maybe it's a surprise. By the way, what do you think of my new dry, wet, dry logo? Pretty cool, huh? What in the world? Speaking of furnaces, I think mine just kicked on. That doesn't make it. What is he doing? Yeah, ask me anything. This used to be an athletic mug, but I ripped the athletic off and put the Portview Bulldogs on there. Does that make me petty? Uh-oh, here he comes. Don't say anything.
Hey, Kaboom.
Yo.
They're here.
Yeah.
How you doing?
And that's Mike.
What's up, Mike? Where's up?
Mike from We can't hear you because I ain't got the speaker turned up. You keep talking.
I have a big question though.
What's the question? Go ahead, you jag.
Why in the world did you walk through the furnace to get outside?
Walk through the furnace to get. What are you talking about? You walked
through the furnace room to get outside. It doesn't make any sense.
Because I'm in the basement. I had to go upstairs. I'm a basement podcaster. That's how this shit works. You're supposed to live in the basement.
Isn't that the mechanical room right there?
No. Keep talking. I got to talk to them and come back.
Jeez. Okay.
You want to just wrap it up?
Oh, I want to see that dog.
The dog's being a pain in the ass.
All right, go do what you have to do. Don't take too much. All right. It still didn't make any sense, did it? Listen, we can hear what they're saying now. That's good.
You should be over here moving shit around instead of sitting over there on your ass.
Speaking of ass, we can see yours very well here.
I'm gonna let you guys do your thing. Good. Yeah, we'll go. I'll be done in a minute.
And get set up. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
They're just trying to do work, Mark, and you're getting all up in their shit.
No, we're really confused. You're like they're at the front door.
You
open up the room, the door where your furnace is right there.
Yeah. Then I go upstairs. I go to the front door. How are you confused?
Why are you going through? Isn't there a regular
exit? How do you not understand how this works? I got to get. There's no basement entry. I got to go upstairs to get to the front door to let them in.
I understand that, but don't you have steps going upstairs?
Yes.
But you have to go through the furnace area.
Yes.
See, I have like my place is you get out of your chair.
I know.
Walk up the steps.
Yeah, I know, because you just do it right there in the middle of your living room.
No. I'm going to switch here very soon. I'm going down to the game room here within the next couple of weeks. But what I'm saying is I just have a steps, like normal carpeted steps downstairs to the game room. You don't have that?
Yes. Oh, my God. I don't know. So you come down to the game room, right? The basement is finished.
It's a separate entrance, the game room. Or you have to go through there.
You come to listen to me. I just explained it to you. If you'd stop and listen and use your Mon Valley brain.
I'm confused. Good.
You come in the house on the first floor. Mm-hmm. You go down into the basement. Beautiful carpeted steps. The basement is finished. There's a bathroom. There's storage. There's all kinds of stuff. You go to the back of the game room. There's a laundry room, right? Okay. Laundry room with a furnace and... Back in the corner, we built an extra room down here, which is my office, which is where I sit. Okay? So, yes, I have to go through the laundry, past the furnace, through the laundry
room. Into the game room.
Into the game room and upstairs.
Makes sense now. That's what I'm getting at.
Jesus.
You didn't tell me you built a whole extra room.
It's like explaining algebra to you.
You said nothing about building an entire extra room.
God. Damn.
It didn't make
anyway.
Any, I'm not the only one. Everybody
now that everyone and their mother knows the exact layout of my house, we don't even have anything else. Yeah, thank you, B Bunny. It is a typical basement. I should get a Pittsburgh potty. Just put it right here in the corner, just out in the open.
I did not get a bathroom in my. I don't have a bathroom in my game room. Just walk up the steps and take a pee.
Fancy ass. Yes, Justin. I'm essentially podcasting in a closet. It's a very small room that we built. But it looks nice on camera with my cheap ass posters in the background. All right.
They are pretty bad.
They're not bad. That 1979 Steelers poster is a friggin' classic. It's a classic.
No, it would look good there. The old Bettis jersey.
Well, I can't win that. That's not fair. That's not how contests work. I don't think you understand that.
Hey.
Did you text Piven for your tickets? Am I going to see you at the show on Friday night?
Did you?
Yes.
You get your response?
Yes.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I'm going to the show tomorrow night.
Oh, so much for that for me. I looked online. There was like 12 tickets left, and they're all on the left-hand side.
You have the phone number of the man who's going to be performing.
I understand that, but...
Text him and say, hey, if it's not too much trouble, can I get a pair of tickets?
No, beside that is, I just wanted to see how many tickets he had left, and there wasn't that very many at all. So, if you're really interested in going, you better get on the old Ticketmaster or whatever the heck it is.
Yeah, you should hurry. Actually, you should go to trustarts.org. There it is. Trustarts.org. Jeremy Piven's at the Byam Theater tomorrow night.
Well, I would love for you to show up and eat it. Leap tickets for you.
That would be funny. That would be show up at the window. I'm sorry. We have explicit instructions not to let you into the building, sir.
The wife would be yelling at you.
Whatever. We'd be downtown. We'd go get something nice to eat. It'd be okay.
Well, you got two older kids.
Yeah, man. You got to get to that point where the kids can take care of themselves. That's really a game changer.
Big baseball practice today, but it's not baseball practice. It's just like a pizza party.
Why is it? Well, it's raining out there today anyway. You're not going to get a lot of practice done.
See, I think this is one of our last indoor practices, and I guess they got a pizza party. I didn't know anything about it. I hope they have some extra pie left.
Just take some. You know, you don't.
I'm going to send kids pizza.
How much pizza?
Somebody will be looking, oh, look at him. He's doing pizza. I'm going to go put that online and make fun of him. You got to understand here.
What? Who's making fun of you for taking a slice of pizza at a pizza party?
Some jamoke on Twitter will post something. I know how things work around here. You got to be very careful.
Justin's got a good point on YouTube. Your wife has to get you tickets to Pat's show, for goodness sake. How are you supposed to get tickets to Piven? You've got access to the movers and shakers of Hollywood, and you're not taking advantage of it. I don't know what to tell you.
What?
Exactly. Speechless. Know. Without words.
I don't even know where the Byam Theater is.
Jesus. When is the last time you were downtown Pittsburgh? I'm just curious.
You know, we used to go to those kids' Peppa Pig things and crap like that.
So it's been a few years.
Is it the Byam and stuff?
Byam or Benedum. Yeah. They're all Donner in a cultural district.
There was,
might as well be called the Kabali district. It's so damn cultural.
Where was the old Chief play?
That was at, it was a smaller venue. I want to say is it called like the Playhouse or something?
I don't know. That was
like 20 years ago. I went to that. Longer, yeah. Probably.
It was a good show. Good show.
It was fantastic. Really? Our buddy Tim Santoro says he always just takes his own pizza to pizza party.
Oh, Santoro. He's alive.
He is. He's alive and well, and he says hello.
Santoro's the neighbor in the hills too, huh?
Yep. We're all the good people are out here in Jefferson Hills.
No, it's just called the hills.
The hills. Nobody calls it that.
Yeah.
You can, but you'll be the only person. If you want to worry about getting made fun of for something on social media, here's a hint. It won't be because you take a slice of pizza at a pizza party. It'll be because you call Jefferson Hills the hills.
No, you know, there's a reason why I would call it that, because in Karate Kid, there's a scene where on the beach where Freddie Fernandez was there, and Daniel looked at him and was talking about Allie with an eye. He goes, what's her story? And Freddie Fernandez goes, dude, she's from the hills. Meaning Beverly Hills. So,
oh, okay. You know who's from Beverly Hills? You know what member of the Pittsburgh media grew up in Beverly Hills?
Exactly. Wasn't it the Mr. Potash?
Dan Potash. But he's very quick to point out that he grew up in 90211, not 90210. It's like how I'm trying to think of a comparison. Like, what's a nice area of town that has like the one little corner neighborhood that isn't as nice? Whatever. He said it was
you and McKeesport.
There you go.
I lived in, 15132 is McKeesport, and 15133 is Portview.
See, there's a difference. Big difference. You
know, your mailing address is Clareton.
So is yours.
No, mine's Jefferson Hills.
You can make it whatever you want. It's still 15025. It's going to come to your house either way.
The hills. I'm going to have to post that.
Okay, we've effectively talked about nothing for the last 15 minutes.
Oh, how's your guys doing?
I'm going to go check on them and make sure the dog hasn't run out the front door.
by the way, that is a really unmanly dog you got.
It's not for me. It's for the family.
What kind of dog?
And I'm man enough that I can have a froofy little half Shih Tzu, half Bichon, which is what it is. It's what she is. It's a Shitzon.
There you go. You talk about my kid.
I'm manly enough where I can have a small fluffy dog and I'm okay with it. I don't need some big manly dog to make me feel like more of a man.
I got that. I had a pug. Pugs are manly small dogs.
Pugs are great dogs. Great dogs. Now you're going to get emotional. All right, go fill out a bracket.
Oh, I'm going to go back to take a nap or something.
All right, sounds good. Hey, thanks again to the Dan Heck team, heckteamhomes.com. Keep an eye out. We'll be tweeting out more chances for you to win raffle tickets to that F-150 at the Whitehall Fire Hall. And, of course, keep an eye out. More chances for you to subscribe and maybe win that autographed Jerome Bettis jersey. You got to be one of the first 1,000 subscribers, though, on YouTube. Enjoy your weekend. We're going to try to do so as well. And we'll come back and do it again on Monday or whenever the hell Aaron Rodgers decides to send a puff of smoke up out of the top of his peyote pipe or whatever the hell he's going to do to let us know what he's doing.
Boy,
regulators.
By the way, you cheap ass getting free tickets from Piven.
Why is that cheap? He offered.
No, you didn't. He offered to be nice.
Okay. And I accepted. That's what you do.
No, you say that. It was like an uninvite. It's like, okay, let me make.
No, it wasn't. He said, you guys got to get tickets. You guys got to come down. I can't wait to see you. Like,
he said that to probably every single person he went on to.
Then that's his fault if he didn't really want me there.
Boy, do I hope he doesn't leave you tickets.
All right. It's been fun. Have a great day, everyone. This has been Kabali and Mac.